Your leader says, "One marvels that a friend can ever seem less than beautiful. Immortal mind feeds the body with supernal freshness and fairness, supplying it with beautiful images of thought, and destroying the woes of sense, which each day brings to a nearer tomb. What joy to know that it is immortal mind that is feeding us with these beautiful images of thought. Let us accept science, relinquish all theories based on sense testimony, give up imperfect models and elusive ideals, and so let us have one God, one mind, and that one perfect, producing its own models of excellence. Let the male and female of God's creating appear. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into newness of life, and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true science of being. Any other theory of life or God is delusive and mythological." She says, "Let us accept science and relinquish all theories based on sense testimony." It is interesting how Mrs. Eddy wisely begins to close this chapter. Material sense lifts its voice with the arrogance of reality and says, "I am wholly dishonest, and no man knoweth it. I can cheat, lie, commit adultery, rob, murder, and I elude detection by smooth-tongued villainy." How does it elude detection? It says it was Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith or that man down the street. But it was the carnal mind claiming to have identity, and our work is to see that it isn't fooling anybody. It is the work today of this association to see its nothingness, whether Russia, Roman Catholic, it is nothing. From the standpoint of revelation, its nothingness has appeared. It isn't something to be made nothing. Imperfect mortals grasp the ultimate of spiritual perfection slowly. But to begin aright and to continue the strife of demonstrating the great problem of being is doing much. But no student of this association will identify himself with an imperfect mortal. So therefore we are not grasping the ultimate of spiritual perfection slowly. We are acknowledging, "I am the ultimate of spiritual perfection itself." This task God demands us to accept lovingly today, and to abandon so fast as practical the material, and to work out the spiritual which determines the outward and actual. Great words of a great leader. Do it as fast as practical, she says. Live it, know it, love it. Eat the book. This will prevent the footsteps, because then it will be truth uttering itself, coming right out from principle.